Now, point number 12. What are the duties of a Shishya or disciple? Answer is this: to please Gurudev each and every respect. This is the main duty of a Shishya or a disciple. As for example, want to clear this point with some example. In ancient time, there was a guru named Dhauma Rishi, sage named by Dhauma, and disciple was Aruni Upamanyu Somani. In the ancient time, only there is Gurukul. It may be prince or a poor boy go in same school, not like nowadays there are so many different schools, some for poor society, some for very wealthy person, some are very low learner, not like this. Everybody will go same Gurukul. So when you are serving in Gurukul, then Gurudev will take test in different ways that you are perfect to get knowledge from Gurudev or not. Dhauma Rishi, one day about after sun is going to set and sky became very cloudy, Guru Dhauma ordered his one disciple named Aruni. "Oh Aruni, go to the field and have to arrange to check the water, what sort should not go out. We have to cultivate paddy there. If water will go out, then paddy, you could not go paddy properly. Not like corn. For corn, you no need to arrange water so much. You have to irrigate time to time. Not like paddy field, that water will leave in the field and then paddy will grow. Not like this." So Aruni went to check the water. Where there is some way to water go out, he tries level best to check that. One place was too difficult to check the water. So by his spade, he brought some mud, different part of the field, and put there. It is raining so much, heavy shower of rain was going on, rain was so much, then all water is going out. So he could not check the water. So he thought, how I can check the water? So he himself lie on the field to check the water. So lying on that water, it was cold. Gradually his body became more cooler and cooler. So whole night Aruni could not come back because Gurudev ordered to do so. How I can come back? I came to please Gurudev. How I can come back? Then it will be not pleasing Gurudev because I could not check the water. So without checking water, how I can come back to Gurukul? So when Aruni not came back, early in the morning Gurudev went there and searching with a lantern, with a torch. "Where is Aruni? Where is Aruni?" calling out his name, and Aruni is going to almost collapse due to cold, so many hours lying on the water, cold water. Then Aruni replied very soft voice, "Gurudev, I am here." Hearing his voice, Gurudev came, "What you are doing?" "Gurudev, you order me to check the water. I try at my level best by mud and some leaves and some the small branches of the tree. I could not do so. So I lie down here." Gurudev, "Why not came back to Gurukul?" "Gurudev, you order me to check the water. When I am not success in my job, how I can come back? So I lie down to check the water. So I have checked the water." Then Gurudev, "Come out now." Gurudev put his hand on the top of his head and told, "All Shastric knowledge manifest in your heart. By the mercy of Gurudev, he got or shastric knowledge of all scriptures manifest in his heart. Another example, Upamanyu was disciple and same Dhauma Rishi was guru. Dhauma Rishi sent Upamanyu for cow grazing. He never give him for his tiffin anything, he go cow grazing. So when cow used to graze, he used to go village and beg some chapati and other used to eat. After few days Gurudev told that I am sending you cow grazing, you are going early in the morning and coming back evening, why still healthy so? He told Gurudev, when I became hungry I used to go village close by and used to beg some chapati. He said, no, don't do so, I never told you to do so. Without my order you could not do so. She said, okay Gurudev, what you order I will do so. Again after few days, after one fortnight, he asked Aruni, you are still Dhauma Rishi asked Upamanyu, still you are begging chapati? No Gurudev. Then how you are maintaining your life? Upamanyu told, there are so many cows, so when I became hungry I used to milk the cow and drink the milk. Oh, why do so? Then my calf will be lean and thin. Don't do anymore. Okay Gurudev. But Gurudev never told how to maintain his life. After 1 month Gurudev asked again, Upamanyu, how you are maintaining your life? You are still very healthy. Then he told Gurudev, when calves are drinking milk, then so much foam is coming mouth from the calves. Then I taking, when they are drinking milk, I taking the foam and drink, taking that, by this I am maintaining my life. Oh, don't do, my calf will be skinny, because the foam is the main thing, all fat is there. Okay, I will not do anymore. So one day he became very hungry and thirsty. On the way back he became so hungry he could not check his hunger. So on the way he got some tree. The tree is very thick leaves, and if you break the leaves, white juice will come like milk. And he drinks so, and it as soon as he drink he became blind. Still he was coming, but he could not see, so he fell on a oil. So all cows came back, but he not come back. So early in the morning next day Guru was searching with a torch and calling out, Upamanyu, Upamanyu. The Upamanyu told, I am here. Where you are? I am inside the oil. How you come there? And he told the whole story. Then he pulled him out and told all shastric knowledge, means knowledge of scripture manifest in your heart. Then he did so, he became like this. And it's well known to you all, that it's well known to us all, that even Bhagavan Krishnachandra went to Gurukul. He went for 64 days. In the last of his days, Guru Mata, the wife of Sandipani Rishi, sent Krishna and Sudama to bring some dry wood for cooking. Krishna and Sudama went for searching dry wood in the forest. There's heavy shower of rain. So, although they arranged the dry wood, and they could not how to come back. There's so much water everywhere is flooded. They're holding the pile of the wood on their head, because if they put down the wood, pile of the wood, then it may go in here and it will be wet. Then Guru Ma could not cook by that wood. So Gurudev was very early in the morning. Whole night they spent in the forest. Early in the morning Gurudev came and searching Krishna and Sudama, Krishna Sudama. Then he find them out and told what happened. Then they told the whole story. Then why are you holding the wood on your head whole night? If I put there, then it is so flood, so current, it may, by current may pull it away from here to other place. And if I put down water from sky and water from bottom, then it will be too much air, then Guru Ma could not cook. Then Sandipani Rishi tell to Krishna, oh, 64 kind of arts of knowledge must come immediate in your heart. Although Krishna Swayam Bhagavan still is like human in pastime, the mercy of Gurudev is needed. So he get mercy of Gurudev. There are so many examples. So somehow or other, our main duty to please Gurudev each and every respect. Another example I am giving. Shishya was Srijiv Goswami Pad and Guru was Rupa Goswami Pad. Once one Brahmin came to Rupa Goswami Pad and asked, "Oh Rupa, what are you writing nowadays?" The Guru was Ballava, the Brahmin was Ballavacharya. Rupa Goswami told, "I am writing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu." Brahmin Ballavacharya told, "Okay, I will editing this, I will correct this." Then Rupa said, "Okay, I am so fortunate that you can correct my writing. I am so fortunate." Because Ballavacharya was elderly. Srijiv Goswami was there. He used to edit all Rupa Goswami's books, he used to fan him during writing. When Rupa Goswami told, "Okay, very good," but Jiv Goswami could not tolerate this. Like Braj Gopis, they want to meet with Krishna. If they have drinking water, they will throw the water on the drain and cheat their mother-in-law and daughter, sister-in-law that I am going to pull water in Jamuna. This is excuse and want to meet with Krishna. In same way, Jiv Goswami Pad, which drinking water was there, he threw on the drain and as an excuse that he is going to bring water from the Jamuna. So Ballavacharya went there to take bath and Jiv Goswami told, "Dear, oh my dear Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. Which wrong you have seen in the book of Rupa Goswami Pad that you want to correct?" Then Ballavacharya told, "Oh, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu he wrote, 'Bhukti mukti spriha javat pisachi hidi vartate tabad bhakti sakham satra kathamabhu dhayo bhavet.' That bhukti and mukti he compared with which pisachi. So it is not proper." Jiv Goswami Pad, "No, he has not write like this. He told 'bhukti mukti spriha,' the desire of bhukti and mukti. So Srila, my Gurudev Srila Rupa Goswami Pad compared with the desire of bhukti mukti. He never compared bhukti and mukti is which. By this way he defeated Ballavacharya and with water he came back. After some time Ballavacharya came back and told, 'Who is this boy?' The Rupa Goswami told, 'My nephew and my disciple.' 'Oh, he is very intelligent, extraordinary boy.' The Rupa Goswami Pad understood, 'Oh, he went to pull, bring water. He not went bring water. This was only an excuse for him. Something he defeat Ballavacharya. Rupa Goswami is extremely intelligent, so he understood something. When Ballavacharya went out from there, later on he told, 'Oh, you could not give respect to the Brahmin. Go away from here.' So Jiv Goswami Pad went out and he was went to Bhaigaon and used to live in the bank of Jamuna in the hole of crocodile and always lamenting, 'Hey Rupa Goswami, hey Sanatana Goswami,' like this way. And Sanatana Goswami used to travel all over Braj always and he famous in Braj Bada Baba. So when Sanatana Goswami went that village, they told, 'Oh Baba, you are Baba Bada Baba, okay, but we have one Baba has come here. He is so nice, so renounced, not eating, only weeping and telling only Ha Rup, Ha Sanatan.' Then Sanatan understood, 'Jeev is here.' Well, 'Can you show me?' Well, 'Yes.' Then they took Sanatana Goswami. Then Sanatana Goswami brought him back and asked one day to Rupa Goswami, 'Oh Rupa, what is the duty of Vaishnav towards living soul?' Living soul means the living entity in Sanskrit or Bengali or Hindi called Jeev. So Rupa Goswami told the duty of Vaishnav to mercy towards living entity means mercy towards Jeeva. Sanatana Goswami said, "Mercy towards Jeeva, why not that for Jeeva?" Then he brought Jeeva with him and put Rupa Goswami's lap. Both Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, Jeeva Goswami is weeping so much. After that, Rupa Goswami engaged Jiva Goswami again in the service of his grantha and his lotus feet. So although Aruni and so many are there, I can give you example like Guru is Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur and disciples are Param Gurudev. When Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur was doing parikrama, the smart Brahmin, they could not tolerate Prabhupada, they want to kill him in Navadip town near Podamatala. Then all his disciples, they ran away to save their own life. But our Param Gurudev, at that time he was Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. Later on he became Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. He took Prabhupada a householder house and told Prabhupada, they want to kill you, please change your dress with me. Prabhupada, no, it is not possible. One of the known, you have to do. If I will die, there is no harm for the world. If you not be in this world, there is big harm for the Vaishnavism, and who can protect everyone? So he changed his white brahmachari dress with Prabhupada, and he took Prabhupada sannyas dress and sent Prabhupada as a white dress to Mayapur. None can understand. Later on, police came. Then Param Gurudev came out, then everybody understood his Vinod Babu, because Param Gurudev was famous by name Vinod Babu. Another example, Guru was Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur and Shishya was Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And his English knowledge was very nice. So Prabhupada told his disciple, at that time he was not sannyasi, his name was Abhay Charan Dasadhikari, told one day you have to preach out of India. So Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur want that Abhay Charan Dasadhikari will preach in Western world. So later on he took renounce order after departure of Prabhupada from our Param Gurudev in 1959, and he preached all over the world. You can see how he preached and how he pleased his Gurudev. So many examples. So why Swami did so? In beginning it was so difficult. Even he was preaching, people are coming to offer their alcohol, their cigarette, everything. They don't know even ABC of Krishna consciousness or Vaishnavism. How hardly ever he did and trained them. Guru is our Param Gurudev Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and Shishya is my Guru Maharaj Srila Bhaktivedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj and Srila Gurudev Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. No need to say, you have seen by your own eyes and you are seeing now also. So main duty of a qualified disciple to serve his Gurudev, to please him each and every respect.